Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Jules Caburian, kasalukuyang nasa Baguio City at ating pag-uusapan kung paano niya muling hinanap ang kanyang pagka-Pilipino. Magandang araw, Jules!
Hello po, how are you?
Mabuti, thank you for your time.
No problem at all.
So Jules, nakwento mo sa akin na 7 years old ka noong lumipat yung magulang mo sa Australia.
Yes po, so dito po ako lumaki sa Baguio. Tapos 7 years old, yung sa 1993, lumipat po kami sa Australia. Na-sponsor po yung parents ko doon. Pagkatapos po ng kasi meron po ng earthquake na nangyari dito sa Baguio back in 1990. So it really changed everything for a lot of people around here. Tapos, we were fortunate enough to be sponsored. So yun, sa 1993 and I was 7 years old po.
Simula noon, sa Canberra, tama ba?
Ay, hindi po. Sa po? Sa Greater Western Sydney, around Penrith area.
So lumaki ka sa Sydney. Masasabi nating malaking bahagi ng childhood mo ay sa Sydney. At
yes,
nakuwento mo nga na dahil noong mga panahong yun, hindi pa masyadong, syempre na-busy yung mga magulang mo sa pagsisimulang muli, diba? Paghanap ng trabaho, matitirhan. So medyo yung buhay ninyo ay parang in-adjust nyo sa buhay Australia.
Opo. Back in the 90s talaga, wala rin yung parang diversity na nakikita natin ngayon. Yung, you know, parang it was very still Caucasian and white, especially yung sa mga smaller towns. So parang kailangan talaga mag-assimilate, kind of going to school na yung alam ko lang is Tagalog, tapos mag-switch na talaga sa English, tapos yung English pa, hindi pa yung American English na natutunan natin dito sa Pilipinas, yung parang straight away na Australian English talaga. And then, ang hirap talaga maintindihan. So, parang, you know, needed quickly to really adjust and assimilate kasi, yun ang bagong di ba? Yung bagong buhay natin.
So, kumbaga, palagi mong sinasabi assimilate. Ibig sabihin talagang naging white Australian ka. Parang sinubukan mo maging white Australian.
Yes po, yun po. Then, tapos yun po kasi parang, you know, you really want to fit in kasi from my perspective talaga, I was an immigrant, I'm an immigrant child. You know, I go to school. Walang masyadong mga Pilipino, walang masyadong mga Asians back then, you know, kasi early 90s to eh. So, yung you really feel like you're an outsider. Tapos, hindi mo pa naiintindihan yung mga slang nila, yung ganon. So, really kind of, I really need to fit in. So, I really need to fit in and I really need to become like all my classmates and all these people around me. Parang yung what drove me to sort of become like them, yung fitting in talaga.
So, kailan mo na-realize na nakalimutan mo o nawala na yung kakayahan mong magsalita ng Filipino?
I was a teenager already. So, pumunta kami sa Pilipinas when I was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And parang hindi kami nagsasalita ng Tagalog sa bahay. Sila mama nagsasalita ng Tagalog, tsaka yung papa ko nagsasalita po sila ng Ilocano. Kaso when we speak back to them, English talaga.
Mm-hmm.
And then so pumunta kami sa Pilipinas when I was 12 years old and nagtatagalog pa rin ako noon. Kaso parang hindi na yung fluent.
Baluktot na.
na po. So, parang from then on, na-realize ko na talaga, wala na talaga yung language ko. And then, nag-stop na ako. Like, hindi na ako nagtatry or anything. So, from then, wala na yung Tagalog ko until recently. Until in my late 30s na.
Oh, so paano ka nagka-interes na buhayin muli yung pagsasalita ng wikang Filipino or Tagalog?
Yeah, so it's interesting kasi I living in Canberra. I worked in the government. Tapos I worked in indigenous programs within the government. Na-realize ko na actually yung pride nila for their indigeneity, tapos yung language nila that they're trying to revive. They're trying to revive their languages. Tapos ako naman, Filipino, born in the Philippines, na my language is still alive. Alive na talaga, but I don't speak it. And I wasn't a proud Filipino back then, you know, like parang na erase talaga yung kultura ko. And that's when I started to realize, wait a second, marami pa akong malalaman about myself and about my culture. Like something was really missing. Tapos that's when I started to realize I kailangan ko pala mag-ano.
Nahirapan ka ba matuto uli?
No naman. Okay lang naman. Parang I just really needed to immerse. So pagdating namin dito sa Baguio, okay, kailangan ko talaga, napilitan lang talaga. Ay, kailangan ko talaga mag-Tagalo.
Pero baka nalilito yung mga tao, di ba? Bakit ka nasa Baguio kung taga-Australia ka? So lumipat kayo dyan post-COVID, kung di ako nagkakamali. Dahil binuhay mo rin yung pakipag-ugnayan mo sa mga local artists.
Yes. Po. Parang na-realize din namin na kasi yung first time na pumunta kami dito was 2019. We were tired of just working all the time and, you know, just not having anything else kind of outside of work and home. So sabi ko sa partner ko na parang let's do something else. Like I want to get back and learn about my culture. Mm-hmm. And yung partner ko, he's a poet and a writer. So sabi niya, yes, of course, let's go. So in 2019, lumipat kami dito. And nagsettle kami sa Baguio kasi, well, malamig. And also, my roots are here. My papa was born in Baguio. So Baguio boy siya talaga. Tapos yung other relatives ko, they're all in Baguio. But the other side of my family is Ibatan, my mom. We moved here with the intention of being creative and connecting with a creative community. Tapos yung COVID nangyari.
Oo nga.
Yung COVID. So, kailangan namin umuwi. So, pumunta kami, bumalik kami sa Canberra. But we retained our house here in Baguio. Nag-rent lang kami. Meron naman yung artist community that we really got acquainted with. And during COVID, meron silang mga different festivities and events na sabi nila, can we use your house? Sabi namin, yes, sure, use our house. You can film there. You can use it as a studio. You can hold events there. And that's where the idea came to us that actually the artists need somebody. Artists need somebody to sort of say to them, hey, you can do this, you know, and we came together as a bunch of creatives and we said, let's create a collective. And that happened in 2021. So, naging artist collective.
So, yan yung 23 Sampaguita Artist Collective.
Correct. Yes, that's it.
Alam mo, pag sinabi mong Baguio, ang una kong may isip, si Kidla Tahimik at si Ben Cab.
Yes po. At sila kasi yung famous eh.
So marami palang artists sa Baguio.
Yes, marami po. Marami silang, kasi here in Baguio talaga, the culture and art are so alive. You know, it's a melting pot of the Cordilleras. So a lot of the people from the mountain regions, they come here. At saka ang rich talaga ng culture dito sa Cordilleras. Maraming yung weaving, yung mga attires and marami silang ano. Yeah, yung pottery din po, meron po. At saka they're also talented and trying to keep the craft and the artistry alive dito. And the young people talaga, they're starting to take interest in it. So marami talagang like they're trying, they're learning from their apong and their mm-hmm. yeah, their lolos and their lolas and their aunties, and they're bringing it to Baguio. So we realized, wow, ang dami palang up and coming artists dito. Tapos wala silang mga opportunities outside of, kasi naman dito sa Pilipinas, diba, if you're studying, ano, parang wala kang ibang time to work also. Mm-hmm. And then if you're working, like, you know, parang that takes up a lot of your time. So you lose your passion, you lose the arts. Kaya nga, you know, maraming tao na instead of doing fine arts, ano, kumukuha sila ng architecture kasi merong pera sa architecture, walang pera sa fine arts.
Ay, pero, so, Jules, nabanggit mo na hindi yun yung profession mo. Hindi ka artist. Pero malaki
yung... No, I am not an artist.
Malaki yung interest mo sa singing. Bakit?
Yes. Yes po. Kasi, ano po, the art and culture go hand in hand. Kasi art is an expression of who you are and an expression of where you've come from. So if you want, you know, if you look back in history, when you see that people express art, you can understand that that's an Italian Renaissance, or you can understand that that's a French painting because you see the history of that. So ganon din yung parang sa Pilipinas, ganon din. We see the history of our culture through art. And I became, you know, I'm very passionate about it because sometimes it's, you know, something that isn't as well loved because it's not practical, but it's something that we need to keep alive.
What did you learn about yourself, about your heritage, about your past?
It's interesting because, you know, immersing yourself, living here in Baguio, really immersing myself, I learned that I didn't know a lot. That, oh, that every day I am learning something new. It's a never-ending kind of learning experience for me. So I learned, you know, that the history of, say, the history of the Cordilleras, the history of the indigenous people is so deeply rooted. It's, you know, and it's different. So you can't really just, you know, kind of for me it's such a unique experience because obviously I am looking at it from a foreigner's point of view. I don't look at it from a Filipino point of view. I look at it from a foreigner because I am, you know, apart from 7 years of my life, I'm Australian. Of 30 years I lived in Australia.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.